This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The DLP General Council suspends the party president in a meeting marred by the police being summoned. Barbados's Prime Minister Motley concerned about regional gun crime trends and proposes some responses. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital says it's unable to substantiate claims about a man being discovered to be alive after being pronounced dead. And a child rights advocate backs calls for a child sex offenders registry. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The General Council of the Democratic Labour Party has voted to suspend both the President, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, and the General Secretary, Steve Blackett, during a controversial meeting that was marred by the police being summoned to the facility prior to the start. Police officers arrived at the DLP's George Street Belleville headquarters as efforts were made to convene the meeting of the General Council. Outside the gates, a small group of Blackett Yearwood supporters voiced their displeasure with recent developments in the party.
I now come. This the lock. All the door already locked because the office closed. And they cut off the lock from there, they cut off the lock from here, they cut off the lock from there, and they cut off the lock now for the office. Where Steve and them is occupied, so Steve on his way now.
DLP General Secretary Steve Blackett arrived on the scene shortly after. Speaking to the media, he provided details on what occurred.
The cameras picked up that there were people trying to breach the front gates, and then after they got into the front gates by cutting the locks and the chains, they then proceeded to breach the office and the conference room. When I got that report, I called the police immediately. What has happened, and what is even more egregious, is that the perpetrators actually changed the locks to the conference room, and therefore the legitimate leadership of this party can no longer access the office. There's no official meeting being held by the Democratic Labour Party tonight. What you're hearing in the background is a meeting of the dissident elements of this party.
After the meeting, DLP Council member Paul Gibson briefed Starcom Network on the outcome.
Yes, that's in the highest ranking body of the Democratic Labour Party, which is the General Council, met tonight, and they voted and agreed that not only was Steve Blackett suspended, and it is now a suspended General Secretary, but the President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, has also been suspended. And so that was the vote of the General Council, again, the highest ranking body of the Democratic Labour Party.
We know who is the acting General Secretary, or rather the replacement. Who is the new president then?
Yes, what the General Council voted Mr. Pedro Shepherd as the General Secretary to run the affairs of the Democratic Labour Party. He runs the office, he calls meetings, convenes meetings, and so on. And he's been doing a tremendous job in terms of making sure that we continue on our course to represent Barbados and Barbadians in an efficient manner.
And in relation to the presidency?
You will hear that announcement in due course. Stay tuned. We know who it is, but I will let you know when we're going to announce that.
DLP Council Member Paul Gibson. Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley is concerned about the high homicide rates in the region and proposes involving more young people in service clubs like Scouts and disciplined organizations such as the Cadet Corps. She recommends these as part of efforts to change behaviors and build a greater sense of responsibility. Ms. Motley was speaking at the closing ceremony of the Trade Winds exercise.
This is important, especially for the Caribbean at this juncture, given that harsh reality of that high per capita rate of homicides in our region. Young men and women, in my view, ought to be exposed in the context of cadets, service clubs, scouts, other types of service clubs, because they must know how to handle tools with respect. I believe that there ought to be a significant expansion of the number of opportunities for young people in this region to understand the importance of service, but equally to understand the importance of how to handle weapons, whatever they are.
Ms. Motley worries that the regional gun crime trends have the potential to become major internal threats if not addressed.
That in understanding how to respect the tools of trade of the military, which regrettably find themselves in the wrong places, that they will be in a position to know that it is not something to be trifled with lightly. Young people are exposed to all of the risk of life. And if we don't treat them, how teach them and treat them in a way that allows them to treat to them with the respect that it requires, I fear that we will not be facing external threats, but the domestic instability that it will lead to will give us greater pause than any regional conflict.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital says it has been unable to substantiate claims in a viral voice note about an 80-year-old man being discovered to be alive after being pronounced dead by medical personnel. Communication specialist with the QEH, Shane Seeley, says the hospital has been investigating the circumstances outlined in the voice note.
The Queen Elizabeth Hospital has been investigating an alleged report circulating on social media in the form of what is now a viral voice note. The information shared by the individual captured in this recording has been examined by our clinical risk management unit. The department has found no evidence to substantiate the claims made by the individual speaking in this voice note. The account captured in the recording would be considered third-hand information, and the clinical risk team has received no report of this nature. However, we value the feedback from our patients, visitors, and the public. And that's why we continue to encourage patients and their families with complaints or compliments to use the hospital's official channels to make these reports.
Communication specialist with the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Shane Seeley. Child rights advocate Dr. Marcia Hines-Myrie is supporting calls made by the Minister of Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith, for the establishment of a child sex offenders registry in Barbados. Mr. Griffith made the call during the debate on the child protection bill in the House of Assembly, where he urged his colleagues to put measures in place to protect this country's most vulnerable citizens from sexual predators. A sex offender registry is a database of information designed to monitor and track convicted sex offenders in a community. Dr. Myrie tells Starcom Network News that a register will help break the silence regarding sexual offenses in Barbados.
I support the call because what I think it stands to do the most is to challenge our history of sexual abuse being accepted as kind of a cultural thing, right? We all know about it. We all know it happens. But we kind of don't say anything about it. There's a way that it is acceptable. Many people have signaled the pervasiveness of the rape culture in Barbados. And I think a sexual offences register has the potential to treat to that. It has the potential to challenge that.
She believes more research is needed to determine the most suitable model for Barbados so that it can be implemented as soon as possible. And the Ministry of Agriculture has reintroduced a soil mapping program to strengthen the country's ability to achieve its food security goals. This was revealed by Acting Chief Agricultural Officer Michael James on the sidelines of a regional workshop on soil management at Codrington College in St. John. He explained the importance of the program.
This initiative is actually looking at all the soil types. Remember, the one of the presenters said that we have not had a focus on soils or measurement of the type of soils in the different countries in over 60 years. So knowing what the different soils are in our different regions of the Caribbean, that also tells our Caribbean neighbors and our Caribbean brothers and sisters what best can be grown in the particular areas. That helps with the overall availability of different food crops.
Acting Chief Agricultural Officer Michael James. And finally, in Guyana, Vice President Dr. Bharat Jagdeo said he has alerted the relevant authorities of continued aggressions by Venezuela, including the buildup of troops at a shared border. Speaking during a press conference, Jagdeo was questioned about a video that shows Venezuelan troops building a bridge on the Ancoco Island. Jagdeo reminded citizens that Ancoco Island forms part of the border between Guyana and Venezuela and is shared by both countries, but Venezuela, quote, forcibly took over that island and acknowledged the buildup of troops there. said they're watching the developments and are working with allies on the matter. Recapping the headlines, DLP General Counsel suspends the party president in a meeting marred by the police being summoned. Barbados's Prime Minister Motley concerned about regional gun crime trends and proposes some responses. The QEH says it's unable to substantiate claims about a man being discovered to be alive after being pronounced dead. And a child rights advocate backs calls for a child sex offenders registry. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.